What's going on, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This is the weekend edition here, February 19, 2022, 80 degrees 3rd. Another chilly morning. And this, hopefully, when I get home running, I just got done with my morning run and you're getting ready for the rest of the day. Speaking of which, quick recap on baseball. Obviously, when this comes out, K-State will be playing in progress Michigan in Game 2 of the State Farm Baseball Classic. And yesterday, they lose their season opener to number 10th ranked Arizona yesterday, 8-6, after trailing 8-1 in this game. And again, if you want to be a premier baseball team nationally, you got to win games on the road. And here, this is hopefully, you know, K-State can carry this momentum. Yes, I know they lost by 2 runs, but they trailed by 8-1, I believe, early in this ball game here. You know, Pete Hughes afterwards saying that, quote, "I always judge my teams by how they react when they're up or down 5-6 runs. He carries on, quote, "and we got a lot of fight in our team right there. And if that's who we are, and that is who we are. We are going to win a lot of games this year. We put ourselves in a position to win a game down 7 runs. That was an awesome effort." And, well, actually, he comes on and says, "Now we can't put ourselves in those situations. We have to play better baseball up until the 8th inning. And now my computer decides to go do that. Now we're back. Play better baseball until the 8th inning and be a little more opportunistic. We need to make pitches. We need to put people away. And we need to do a better job running the bases in a nutshell, but be fundamentally sound. But to have the character we had to give ourselves a chance to win is something that I'll take as a positive," end quote. Yeah. You know, I listened to bits and pieces of this game, especially the early parts of the game early on. There was a single by Johnson to start off the game, and then to end the first inning, there's a strike him out, throw him out in that situation there. That was, you know, you don't do that. I mean, yes, you can't predict the future in these baseball games, but you don't do that right there. Hey, maybe you get a run, maybe you get a run or two in the first inning to put the number 10th ranked team in the nation down in a little bit of a hole right there. Dom Johnson had a big game in this one, his first game as a Wildcat. He went 2-for-4 in this one, 2 RBIs, hitting from the position number 1 spot there. As well, K-State in this game went 5-for-22. That's not going to cut it. You talk about opportunities, that right there. And that's kind of what I talked about in last night's basketball game, high school basketball game. Opportunities late for Rock Creek, and they couldn't cash it in. K-State, 5-for-22. That's not, I know, trying to work out the early kinks, but when you have an opportunity to really make a huge statement there on a national ranked team who's ranked top 10, there you got to cash it in. And K-State, 5-for-22, isn't going to cut it. Runners on base, you want to go 0-for-7 there in the game right there. Blake Adams making his K-State debut. He went 6 innings in his first start as well. Adams struck out 8, issuing a walk, scattering 7 hits. And 4, surrendering 4 earned runs allowed in this one as well. And then learning about some of these new Wildcats as well. Kalen Culpepper was pretty big in this one yesterday, along with Dom Johnson, Cash Wrigley as well. Salinas also came off the bench in a pitching role in this ball game as well. So yeah, K-State again here when this podcast goes out, probably at the start of the Michigan game, it looks like. So yeah, so as I'm kind of looking at my schedule now, yeah, K-State will be playing Michigan when this podcast goes out. Will be the start of this ball game. So K-State, hopefully K-State can get Michigan. I think out of the two Is no, maybe that's Auburn I'm thinking about. Yeah, Auburn might be the winnable game. Sorry, I'm looking at, I talked about the stats a little bit in the Purple Project podcast episode 87, which, oh, by the way, if you're looking for that, didn't come out last night. I was called in, not called in, but was again, I mentioned Rock Creek basketball a few moments ago. Had to go to St. George yesterday. My guy Isaiah Dobbins got hit with COVID. He's been doing the basketball games on Backroads Broadcasting, so I had to go over there and call a couple of the games last night over there. A little bit more on that. I might do something on that in the weekend edition of the Daily. Have that, have something on that on the next edition. But absolutely, and yeah, I mean, Rock Creek Mint boys basketball and K-State baseball share something in common. You gotta take care of the opportunities if you're gonna win games. I don't care if it's high school baseball, college baseball, major league baseball, high school basketball, NBA, whatever it is. You gotta take advantage of those opportunities. In K-State on a diamond in the new beautiful ballpark, could not cash it in there as well. K-State again here. K-State got its lead man on five times in this ball game, and then really in the first three frames, had a leadoff man on in the first inning, second inning, the third inning, and couldn't get it done. So yeah, I mean that's key. That's what the keys of the game right there. K-State hitless, 0-7. Arizona, this is why they're number 10th ranked team in the country. 406 for 15, with two outs there in it. So yeah, and it's some other notes here. Nick Goodwin, on base streak was extended to 8 games. This going back all the way to late last season and carried on into that Big 12 tournament. It carried on into the first game of the year yesterday there. Nick Goodwin's on base streak still alive. Cole Johnson pushed his hitting streak to 5 games right there in quote again. George Arias got the win. Blake Adams suffers the loss in this baseball game as well. Dom Johnson, 2 hits. Dylan Phillips, I haven't mentioned him yet in the recap. Also, 2 hit with 2 for 5. And this one, Cash Ruggley, 2 for 5 as well. Kalen Culpepper, the talented freshman, I'm excited to see him this year. 2 for 3 in this one, in RBI as well. Just so K-State looking to bounce back, hopefully get on the board in the sun in the not Sunflower, the State Farm Collegiate Classic here later on this morning. They'll be taking on Michigan here once this podcast rolls out. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. And another reminder, episode 87 of the weekly edition will come out this evening. So it did not come out last night because I had to do basketball duties. So don't worry, guys, you're looking for that coverage, that episode, it will be out later on this evening, probably later on this afternoon, late around 5:30-ish Central Time, somewhere around there as well. You're gonna get a lot of K-State coverage this weekend, so this is the right time to subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III is gonna do it for right now. Go Cats! The Purple Project Podcast Daily continues.